Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome back to Coach Zine Radio Network. Inside the Game and the Funk Museum presents Funk Files with Big Beef. Our guest is running a late, so we're going to get into what we need to get into. We're going to get into some of these slow jams. I'm waiting for Danny Thomas to call in now. So let's get into something that he wrote called Side by Side. Thank you. Welcome to the Funk Files. With Big Beef, he's not in right now, but I'm holding down the charts with Shaki. What's going on? You live? What's this?
Oh, yeah, no. This is Bubba from the Backwoods. How that beef cooking over there? How it cooking tonight?
What are you talking about?
Oh, this is Bubba from the Backwoods. I said, you said this is Big Beef. I said, how's the beef cooking over there tonight?
No, I said, this is a Big Beef show. I'm just sitting in for him right now.
Oh, okay.
How you doing?
That's fine. You sit in there. You're probably sitting next to the barbecue grill while they're cooking that beef. You know what I mean? Cooking
hold
it
on.
Up, putting some hold sauce on there.
Hold on, my brother. Hold on. Phone files. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, you're live. Hey, what's up?
This is DT checking in.
What's up, Chief? You the man of the hour, man. Anything? I'm just sitting here playing one of your joints side by side. Just in case y'all don't know, this is the legendary Danny Thomas from the legendary funk group Confunction. Tonight's all about y'all and what y'all have done and what you're doing. And let's get into it, man. I have a question. How did y'all come up with this name, Confunction?
Well, actually, it came from a group called the Nightlighters. We opened up for them back in the day, and it was their song that they recorded. They used it as an introduction, an intro. This was kind of syncopated and stuff. It was a nice song. I think we even played the song for a while, okay? But the name of the song was Confunction. So, you know, our original name was Project Soul. So when we got our record deal, we negotiated with the record company. They asked us to come up with another name. Okay, so we threw a whole bunch of names in the hat, including Confunction. But Confunction stuck. And where we was headed, we wanted to, you know, at that time, you know, promote our funk. And we saw ourselves opening for Funkadelic, Parliament, P-Funk. And Confunction just fit right in that category. So we went with that.
That's nice. What was your first album?
Well, the first album was Confunction. We called it for Free Tone Records. And it had a song on it called, it had a bunch of songs on it, but one song that went kind of well, had a regional hit, like in Washington, D.C. and stuff, was Tambourine Man.
Oh, okay, I remember that cover. Okay.
Right on.
I have a question. When y'all did the song that we're playing right now, Side by Side, what was the thoughts behind that? In case you guys don't know, Danny did a lot of writing for Confunction, as well as can't play keyboards. I mean, you know, chop your chops, brother. Tell them who you are.
Oh, this is DT, man. You know, original keyboardist for Confunction. Thank you very much. Hope everybody's doing well out there.
Tell them all the hits you wrote. We're going to play quite a few of them tonight.
Oh, man.
Tell them the hits.
I did something. We wrote on all the songs. We all participated in all the writing. But, you know, I wrote Candy, Bad Lady, Honey Wow. Let's see. There's a couple more. I can't even think right now. But,
I think Family Is probably my favorite song y'all wrote.
Oh, right on.
What, I have a question for you. When you wrote I Think I Found the Answer.
Yes.
What was that about? We get ready to jump in the can. I find the answer. So, but I wanted to definitely give me a lead in on what was going on with you guys at that time when you wrote this record.
Well, it was romantically concepted, you know, to feel that you found the answer. You found that true love that you've been looking for. And you think you found that answer, you know, and then but you can even take it spiritual because you know. You know, love can be in different forms. You know, it could be spiritual. It could be, you know, found the answer. You found your spiritual guidance, you know,
right.
Guide you through your life, you know. I think as I got more mature, that's how more I kind of conceive of it now.
What year did you guys formulate? And then we're going to answer that. When we come back, I'm going to ask you questions like what year did you guys got together? And, you know, what was the first major record you guys dropped. But we're going to get into I Think I Found a Way, which, by the way, is one of my favorite songs. That and Fun. But
oh, thank
you. My favorite drop. We're going to get into some real deep stuff, and I got a couple questions. Introduce this song for me, man.
All right. Well, this is a song that Confunction did off of the Spirit of Love album, I do believe. You're speaking of Honeywell. A nice ballad.
You want me to play Honeywell, or you want me to play I Think I Found the Answer? Which one you want me to play? Don't matter.
I think I found the answer. My bad. Think I found the answer.
Okay.
It's all good.
There you go. This is Coach Zine Radio. Where Urban Culture Lives. It's the Funk Files with Big Beef. And we'll be right back with Mr. Danny Thomas. Welcome back to Funk Files with Big Beef. My name is Shaki Abdul. I'm the CEO of Coach Zine Radio. I'm doing Beef Show right now until he calls in. Please feel free to call at 646-668-8287. Ask the legendary Danny Thomas anything you want to know about what they did and what's going on with his music that we call funk. And definitely from what's going on with Confunction, I have a question. What year did you guys formulate Confunction?
74.
73, 74.
Okay.
Yeah. Where were you guys? Was that time?
Stax Records was the mecca of soul music at that time. They had everybody there, Isaac Hayes, Brock Hayes, Sam and Dave, Emotions, and we were trying to get in the stack, even.
Right.
Rufus Thomas.
Out of that scene, right? Out of that Memphis scene where Al Green and all them came out of there, out of that Memphis sound out of there.
Yeah,
Brock
man. Hayes. At that time.
Yeah.
Yep.
First of all, man, I want to congratulate you guys on the stuff that you're doing. I talked to David Webb the other day. David Webb runs the Funk Museum out of Ohio, and I told him that
yes,
that you know you should be inducted, and he was like, yeah, that's true. And so they're gonna definitely be getting a hold of y'all. You know, they're gonna want some of y'all crazy uniforms and all that stuff. You know how that goes. But
okay.
They co-sponsor this show, so without them, we wouldn't be able to do this show. Let's get into this, man. Land of Funk. That's why we always play the Land of Funk at the beginning of this show, because Ohio bump birthed them monster bands out of there. But, you know, let's say when you guys were doing songs, like you wrote Candy, right?
Yes.
Okay. When you guys were writing it, Candy, what was going on with you guys at that point?
Well, you know, music is kind of changing. You know, we kind of, you know, like, kind of getting more popish. Everybody's trying to get a pop hit, maybe, you know, and experimenting, you know, nice, pretty chords. So I came up with this groove, you know, that had a little bit of funk in it too, but still, you know, kind of sophisticated funk. You know, that's where I consider that song was kind of coming from, you know.
Okay. Who were the members in the original members of Confunction?
Okay, the original members of Confunction, I started with Mike Cooper, lead vocal, Felton Pilot, Cedric Martin, Carl Fuller, Paul Harrell, and Lewis McCall was the drummer, which, you know, he got murdered about 10 years ago and thrown right out in Georgia. Yes.
And you guys were originally from the Bay, right?
And, excuse me?
You guys were originally from the Bay Area?
Yeah, Vallejo, California.
Yeah, that's what I thought, because all them guys, most of them guys still live up this way. Wow, that's a big trip to come from the Bay all the way down to Stax. That was a rough trip. Had y'all done some shows down south at that time? The Mason-Dixon line was still the Mason-Dixon line. There's a lot of things going on in the south. How did that how was that transition for you guys?
It's an interesting story, man. Because like 36 hours before we left, we had no dreams of ever going to Memphis, Tennessee. Even though we was looking at Stax Records. Our manager was a promotional person for Stax. We got to meet, you know, we opened up for the Bar Case when they would come to town, and they had another group called the Soul Children, which when they came to town, we was their band, right? And we even played behind Rufus Thomas when he came to town, okay? And that was, you know, we were seen like an opportunist type band, you know, back in those days in high school, college graduates, you know, we still just lived and breathed music, but we, like I said, we learned the Soul Children set in a day when they came out here and we played the Oakland Auditorium. And so, and they was impressed with my playing. You know, we had the instrumentation that they liked. We had the horns, we had the organ, the B3 organ. and that was Stack Style, so they really liked the group. So when they came back a year later, we just went to see them play at the showcase. You know, right. We got right up front, and Norman West, when he saw us, he said, "Hey, man, we want to talk to you after the show." And so we met with them after the show. They said they need a band, okay, because something's going on with their band. And they had a show in Memphis that Thursday. They asked us to come back and meet with their manager at the hotel that Sunday. That Monday, we was on the road to Memphis, Tennessee, to do the Memphis Coliseum with the Soul Children, with Bobby Womack, the Emotions, Staple Singers, a band out of Chicago called Sons of Slum. They were like a Parliament clone. Awesome tour. So that's how we ended up in Memphis.
Okay. Right now we're gonna get into Candy. We'll be back. This is Coach Zine Radio. This is the Funk Files with Big Beef, and we're here with my man Danny Thomas from Confunction. We're gonna get into some deep subjects. Y'all want to call in? Definitely call 646-668 8287, and let's talk.
For sure.
Come on, baby, stand with me, yeah.
Welcome back to Culture Zine Radio, where urban culture lives. We have Danny Thomas, the legendary funk keyboardist, and one of the original members of Confunction. How you doing, brother?
I'm good, man.
I wanted to do this for you for so long, man, because I think you deserve this, and I think this band deserves this. And we're building this show based on the legends of funk, where they are, where they've been, and what their impact is now. I have a question for you. It's a business question.
Yes, sir.
The business of songwriting is a very serious subject with a lot of kids. They want to know,
yes,
basically, how important is publishing and having the publishing and that whole piece of the pie? We're going to get a little serious. You wrote some monster hits, brother. And no better person to ask than someone who wrote some of those hits.
Yes, sir. I'd be glad to answer them because you'd be surprised how many people ask these questions. I consult young musicians and people that is getting the business all the time. And it can be complicated, but that's the point. You got to learn and know about the music business, okay? Now, to break it down to you, publishing is very important. Exactly, publishing is 50% of gross income from sales of a record. So I break it down like this. Say you have a pie that's worth $100. Say a record is worth $100. Okay. 50% of that, which becomes $50, turns into 100% publishing. The other $50 turns into 100% songwriters. You understand me?
Yep.
And that's it, basically. If you don't have a publishing company, you're missing out on 50% of your money, okay? That is rightfully owed to you.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's the music. And then it's very interesting because, you know, people can get paid off of a record and don't have to write a note. But say if you have someone shop a deal or something like that, okay, you can cut a deal for 25% publishing, okay? You can get paid. That's how people get paid off of the music, by not even writing, being a songwriter, by playing a note, okay, but knowing the business of music. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. See, the reason I asked is because I got a question via text about 5 minutes ago, and they wanted to know, they're writing songs, they're ghostwriting for someone, and they wanted to ask you, should they continue to ghostwrite or should they request that their name be put on the paperwork? The reason I didn't answer it is because I told them to listen, and you would be able to answer better than me. You've written quite a few legendary hit songs.
I'll tell you like this. There's actually a formula for that, okay? Now, if you're getting paid, if the money's right, okay, if you're getting paid, say, for instance, a gold record, you know, which is, $500,000 or so, okay, and you get, and say the songwriter gets 10% of his songwriting deal, okay, that comes up to, just say, for instance, $50,000, okay,
right,
for a record, okay. So if someone going to pay you, I mean, your song is that bad, they're going to promote it, they're going to put it out there, you see it's going to be a hit, okay? If someone pay you $50,000 in advance, okay, to be a ghostwriter, which means that you have figured out that if the song goes gold, you will still be getting paid fairly, okay? You'll be in the ballpark. If it don't, and there's no guarantee what a record's going to do, okay? So, you have to, you know, take a projection and see how the song is going to be promoted and how much you think the song is worth. If the guy is paying you bottom dollar for your music and you have potential hit songs, I wouldn't suggest it. It just depends, you know?
Right.
Some people, you know, are taking the cash flow. if you can use, you know, a couple of G's for a song right now, let it go. Write some more. Okay? Because once it hit, but ghostwriter, I have never done that. I'm not into ghostwriting because my name is on anything that I do. But I got grandbabies, okay?
This is a business,
and people are getting ripped off for years like that. Okay, people just taking people's jobs. Exactly. They still take me. Okay, you got to stay on your P's and Q's today.
That's true. I got a request from your boy.
Yes,
I got a request, and it's from Don. Matter of fact, here he is right here. I'm gonna let him request it for you.
All right.
Radio.
What's up?
Hello?
Hey, but how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. What's going on with your sweet man?
All right, man, all right. Say who?
This is Don Slim.
Yeah. I got you.
Yep.
Man, I'm in the city right now. I'm about to do this gig, man. Doing a fundraiser for the Indians in South Dakota, and we probably won't give a shout out to the folks in Oakland too that got burned up. You know, I'm in a mission right now.
Cool.
We gonna about the thing that happened in Oakland next week. So, definitely stay tuned for that, guys. And the Indians, my brothers, I love y'all. Stand strong. This is your country. Make sure that y'all don't get hit again. For sure. That's real talk. But Don had a request from you, my brother, and I downloaded them specifically for him. What is it, Don?
Oh, let me put love on your mind. That's my jam, as they say.
Oh, right on, man. Mine too, man. That is one of my favorite jams. I gotta give it up on that.
Is there a story behind that record?
Oh, man. You know, Felton wrote that song, okay? And the group back in the days, you know, we were, you know, all out there, you know, like, woof, woof all the time. So he's always trying to put love on somebody's mind. That was the story behind that, okay? If they put love on your mind, it's kind of self-explanatory on that one.
And I know Felton, I know exactly what he meant. So we're going to get into that. Please introduce that gentleman. Introduce his song. We're going to go get into it, and then we're going to come back with some callers. This is...
Yes, sir. It's my honor.
Go ahead.
It's an honor to present. Let me put love on your mind. You know, and hope you enjoy for your listening
radio.
Pleasure. There you go.
Go to live. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
How y'all doing?
This
is Coach Zine Radio. Where Urban Culture Lives. Tonight with Mr. Danny Thomas from the legendary funk group Confunction. What's up, fellas? We got a caller. Line 3471, you're live. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, 3475, you're live.
Hello?
Anyway. Yeah.
What's going on? How we do?
What's going on, man? Man, everything is moving. I have some other questions for you, but I want to get into some of the... You guys got some awesome ballads, but people seem to forget that you guys have some of the funkiest songs on the planet. And one of the ones I definitely wanted to... Oh, you guys got some amazing stuff, man. Fun is an amazing track for me. I love that, but let's get into the story of She Can Dance. How about that one?
Okay.
Is there a story behind that?
Which one did you say the song broke up?
Dance. She Can Dance.
She Can Dance.
Oh. That was, man, that was like... Yeah. Memphis sound.
Yeah, that
Memphis
horn
sound.
Sound. Definitely got that horn sound. What was, that was an amazing song for me.
Thank you.
We're going to get into that song. Was there, who wrote that song?
Mike Cooper.
Michael Cooper, of course.
Yeah.
In case you guys don't realize, there were a lot of guys that came out of Confunction that went on and went solo, had amazing careers. Michael Cooper, Felton, quite a few that were amazing artists that you guys just, you know, it's something that a lot of people don't talk about. Let's really say this. Oakland has had some of the funkiest music. The whole Bay Area has had some of this funkiest music, and they don't really get a lot of credit. They get credit for the Summer of Love, but really nothing else outside of that. But, you know, Sly Stone just broke the mold and created some funk or some West Coast funk that just couldn't be copied up out of this Bay. And you guys definitely followed in that trend of making it funky and great love songs and expressive words. And I just have to say, man, I mean, you know, a lot of people don't really understand, know the hits that you guys made. They give Ohio Players and some of the other guys, you guys' songs. Not like they need them, but they don't really understand that those are Confunction songs. And so,
yeah,
you know, but what we wanted to do tonight, man, was definitely give you guys a shining light because I'm pushing for the Funk Museum to kind of put you in there in the next inauguration and also the R&B Museum. So I wanted to, you know, get you on that message, man. I definitely wanted to bring that in. And with that, man, I'm gonna play She Can Dance, man. And this is Culture Zine Radio, where Urban Culture Lives. This is the Funk Files with Big Beef. And it's sponsored by the Funk Museum. We'll be right back with Mr. Danny Thomas of Confunction. Welcome back to Culture Zine Radio, where Urban Culture Lives. Tonight we're doing the Funk Files with Mr. Danny Thomas. What's going on, brother?
Yes, sir. Oh, man, everything is beautiful, man.
We do this every second Thursday of the month. We do the Funk Files, and we definitely try to go back and reach and let people understand where this music come from. The reason that we created this station was to build a gap between yesterday's music and today's artists and try and show them how to make things work and bring on legends and people like you guys so they get the information directly from you guys on how things work, what things are, and how to write these songs and all these other beautiful things, man. And no one can do it like you guys.
Thank you very much, man. I really appreciate it, man. This is a beautiful thing, the Funk Falcon. It's an honor, man.
This is an honor for us, man, because, you know, we've had a couple mates. We've had one of the Commodores on here. We've had a couple other people on here, Climax. So, you know, we're definitely trying to celebrate our legacy and history in funk. And keep the funk alive. A lot of people don't understand that funk isn't just Parliament. So can you do me a favor, my brother, please, and explain to people why funk bands... Not only did funk songs, did disco up-tempo songs like Earth, Wind, and Fire and Emotions have moved over, and even some of the other ones, Takes the Honey, moved over to some of the disco side of funk. But why they also did slow jams, because everybody doesn't seem to understand why that happened. So please, give us some history on how funk has moved and is moving continuously. We got some questions to ask.
Well, see, funk evolves. It's just not... You know, standing still. You know, you got different kind of funk. You know, you got cute Afro funk. You got Cuban. But it's all funk. It all comes from the basic concept of hardcore groove. Okay, but then you got your melodic funk. You got your funk ballads. You know, it's just, man, it's a world, but it's a world of music in itself.
That's why we keep
the funk alive.
Keep the funk alive. And you know, we have to celebrate the different styles of funk. You know, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, King Records and all of them and James Brown and that King Records sound that he brought out of Georgia up to Ohio, and then Ohio exploded with these major funk bands. But the West Coast had its sound, and so did the South with Memphis and some of the other ones. Philly had its kind of high brass funk over there with the OJs and that stuff when they were dealing with a lot of mother, father, sister, brother, that stuff up in there. LA had their sound. So tonight we're going to celebrate some of this Bay Area funk with a Bay Area funk legend. Let's get it. This song, Fun. I love this song. When you guys made this, I remember I was a kid when I heard this. And people were like, man, that song is dope. And for the longest, I actually thought this was the Ohio Players. And what happened was, funny story, is I remember I met Junie from the Ohio Players. And Junie and Sugarfoot were basically talking to me. And I was like, man, you know, one of the songs that was so diverse from you guys, and I was like 17. I said, man, one of the songs that was so diverse that I hadn't thought that you guys made was Fun. They were like, dude, that's your function. I was like 16, 17. We're out on the road.
Wow.
And,
right up.
And they were like, no, those are my brothers can function. And they said, that's Felton and Danny and them dudes. Them dudes are hot. We get a lot of people asking us about, you know, that and some of the other songs. And I was like, wow. So I get a chance.
Now, we're on the same label.
I know.
Yeah.
And they were like, my brothers over there. And it was like, that's my brothers Felton and Danny and them dudes, man. They don't get a lot of credit. A lot of people think that stuff is us or Brass Construction, you know. But, you know, y'all got to realize them dudes are killing it. And I was a kid. I didn't know. But you learn a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, shouts out to Sugarfoot. Rest in peace. Sugarfoot was always there when I asked him questions. He kind of bathed me in this funk, kind of got me understanding where funk music comes from. And
right on.
He always talked about how much respect he had for you guys as a band. And I think it's time that we give you guys y'all just due. Just being point blank honest.
Right on, my brother.
Y'all been flying under the radar, and I don't know how. I don't know how y'all been flying under the radar with these hits y'all have. We don't even have enough time to play the hits y'all have and talk to you. But the reality is I'm definitely going to play Love Train. I got some other ones. I got to play Too Tight. But let's get into this one real quick. We got about 30 minutes. Let's get into this fun track, man. Give me a story on that.
Oh, man, that one, you know, that was just a party song, okay? Because, you know, at that time, you know, we was, you know, full of fluid, ready to do it. And so we put that thing out, and we didn't even realize what we had, you know, because that particular album, you know, it had a lot of stuff on it. And so they didn't pick a single. We just dropped it. Red Company dropped the album. And the radio station just, yeah, we just dropped the album. And the radio gravitated to fun. It just caught fire. It just took off. We, you know,
that's
how that happened. Hey, but you know, I got to go to work. They paged me. I'm about to go in about an hour or two, and I got
this show. We're gonna do this, and you do what you got to do. We got this, man. And me and Don gonna finish this out the rest of the night. I thank you, my brother.
Hey, man, love you guys, man. I appreciate what you're doing, man. And we're gonna stay connected, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely, man. We're going to bring you into our team. We want to bring you into this whole Knights of the Sound Table. So we want to welcome you tonight officially to our crew, which is Knights of the Sound Table. Danny Thomas is part of our Knights of the Sound Table.
That's it. That's it. That's what time it is. I'll be in touch.
All right, man.
Man, you got to keep the talk alive.
All right, man. Have a good one. All right, peace.
Peace.
Peace. Wow.
Welcome back to Culture Zine Radio, where urban culture lives. Tonight we're doing the Funk Files with Big Beef. Beef's not in tonight. He's got some other gigs going, but it's all good. We want to definitely thank Mr. Danny Thomas for showing us some love and coming in and doing the show on the night he has a gig to do. I appreciate these working musicians. That's how they keep their pockets fat. Danny's done a lot of production for new artists out there right now, man. Did you know that? Danny's doing he does Lil Wayne and quite a few other ones that he does tracks for. So, you know, this is how they keep their money going. But let's get into this, man. Let's be honest, man. You know, these cats get to play a lot and they don't do a lot of things. I mean, we definitely going to play. We got 30 minutes. We're going to play this out, man. Me and you, this is Don Slim, my A&R guy. Let's go for broke, brother. Let's do some drops.
Yeah.
You know, I want to send a shout out to my nephew, MDK. You know, he's called the Rock and Roll Thug. This is my young little nephew going to do a drop for me, man. I love him to death. Y'all keep an eye out for him, man. Look for that Rock and Roll Thug, MDK, and Bone. All right? This is my nephew. Give us a shout out.
Yo, this is MDK. Go check out my new single, Love for a Thug, featuring Crazy Bone. You're listening to Culture Zine Radio.
Yo, we definitely try to keep things going, man. You know, I got to give a shout out to my man Dinko D from Tribe Called Quest. He hit me up a couple days ago, sent this drop. I told him I'd play it for him tonight, so I'm going to play that drop a little later. But let's get back into this music, man. You know, there's a couple of joints that people don't really know that Confunction was really killing on. And you know, what's like your fondest memories of Confunction? To me, songs like I'm Getting Ready to Play, Too Tight, amazing track. A lot of cats don't really understand. Let's get into this, man. Let's play this joint. This is Culture Zine Radio, where urban culture lives. Tonight, it's the Funk Files. We do this show every second Thursday with Big Beef. My man's out there working. You know, he's a working comedian. Gotta love these working entertainers, man. They make their beef and they do what they gotta do. There's gonna be a big funk concert coming up. I think it's the 19th of this month in Ontario. I will definitely make sure we drop ads. Shouts out to my man Byron Allen and them for the last concert over there in Long Beach, over there in Strong Beach, with Cameo, Mary Jane Girls, another Confunction group, Belton's group. Yeah, let's get into this track, man, from Confunction, Too Tight.
Cool. Yeah.
Welcome back to the Funk Files with Big Beef. You're not here, but we doing our thing, man. Big Beef, I know you're busy, my brother. I got you, Blank. I got you. Don't worry about it. I got you. This is Shaquille. I'm the CEO of Coach Zine Media and Coach Zine Radio Network. My man Don Slim's over there. Representing what we got to do. Shouts out to Confunction and Danny Felton. You know, all you cats that man, just put some things together. We got a caller, 4554. How can I help you? Hello?
I'm just listening.
Okay, no problem. Who is this?
All right, just listen. Chris from LA.
All right, my brother, thank you for calling in, man. You're a funk fan, I see. Thank you, my brother.
Absolutely.
Stay tuned, man. We got a lot of stuff going down. All right, my brother.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to love the funk.
Gotcha.
Ain't nothing but the funk.
You know, it's ain't nothing but the funk. You know, this is a track that Danny wrote, too. I want to definitely, you know what? Let's do something real quick.
Dinko D, that's me, leader of the new school, represent.
You know, I want to do this.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this, man. This is this is Confunction. This is Touch off the album Touch. Danny Felton wrote this, I think. This is a monster, man. We'll be back to Coaching Radio. And this is the Funk Files with Big Beef.
Done.
Welcome back to the Funk File featuring Big Beef. Big Beef has some family issues that he had to deal with. I hope his daughter's okay. She's definitely in our blessings. I know she had some issues, and, you know, she got an accident. So, shout out my brother. You know, I love you. Yeah. I got you. Don't worry about nothing else, man. Just make sure your family's right. We got you. With that, we're going to get into some funk, man. We're gonna make some things happen, man. I'm going to send this out to you, man. You know, this will make you feel good. This is feels good for compunction, man. You know, we getting deep into their joints. This is definitely shouts out to my man, Danny Thomas. Go ahead, black man. Go ahead, talk.
Oh, man. I gotta say this first off, before I get into anything else. I want to definitely send a shout out to Ron Washington for his speedy recovery with his surgery and everything. He's definitely in our prayers and everything. And I definitely want to say, I got to definitely give a shout out to my big brother, my oldest brother in New Orleans in La Plaza, Louisiana right now, Charles, for turning me on to this great music when I was a kid. I remember going over there by his house on Broadway in New Orleans, and man, he used to have the Fisher speakers bumping. Confunction. I remember reading the lyrics in the album covers and everything, man. So, you know, little kid, man, didn't know what was going on, but I know I loved what I was hearing. So, yeah, no, definitely respect that.
I feel you. And, you know, I want to give a shout out to all our folks, man. We're going to come back with these things. I'm going to drop this joint real quick, and then we're going to come back. We're going to pay some bills. We're going to drop some music and give some props. Definitely trying to make these things happen, man. This is Culture Scene Radio, where urban culture lives tonight. And every second Thursday of the month, we do the Funk Files with Big Beef. Shouts out to Big Beef. You know I got you, fam. Here you go, man. This is Feels Good by Confunction.
Right.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Funk Files with Big Beef. Shouts out to my man Beef. You know, handle your business, fam. We got this. Don't worry about that. Right now, we're going to do a little bit of shout-outs, a little bit of talking. Definitely give a shout-out to the Funk Center, the Funk Museum in Ohio, my man David Webb. Thank you, my brother, for being a sponsor and supporting this whole venture of what we're doing with Funk. We definitely want y'all to know that Funk is well alive and well represented. Yeah. And all you Funketeers out there, stay tuned. Funk Files got a lot of things jumping, a lot of guests. We got a couple of things going on, make some announcements, man. Definitely shout out to my coaches and family. We created a crew called the Knights of the Sound Table. And tonight, Danny Thomas has allowed me to let you guys know he is now officially part of the Knights of the Sound Table, along with Free Jack, Skilo, Titans Entertainment, Christopher Warrior, and a whole slew of other cats that will be signing on to do some things. Yeah, we're really happy. My girl over there, Janae Saxon, a couple other major artists that we can't announce yet till we get them locked in, but we're making some moves over here. Give a shout out to my boss over there at TMG Universal, Rashawn Cooley and Richard Campbell, and Shada over at TMG Universal and TMG Concord Universal. So, you know, that family's growing. BMIG, you know, which is a independent distribution situation that we are definitely involved in with Skilo. Thank you, my brother, for that. We're making a lot of moves, definitely. I want to give a shout out to both Danny Thomas and to Cheryl Cooley for coming on board as consultants in this new project we're working with on a major label, a girl group called Envy. TV show will be called Envy the Game, and it's basically it's a reality drama. You know, it's about putting together a girl band. And an all-girl band, like Climax type stuff, you know, Bingos, you know, that 80s stuff where, you know, the females were prevalent with all these great female musicians. We thought it was time to give the ladies some time. And we came up with this project. And it's definitely a Coachazine Studios project. Shouts out to Marsha Campbell, who runs Coachazine Studios. I love you, sister. She runs Soul Bridge Films. That's my partner over there. And then, you know, of course, the family. Oliver Coltrace, who's one of the writers, and Cynthia and Sherry, who do a lot of the heavy lifting, man. You guys are amazing. All the artists that we're dealing with, and Jessica, I want to tell you, Dad, I wish him the best on his marriage, and do your thing, and when you get back from Memphis, we'll definitely hit the studio. Shouts out to Paula and James over at Pajama.
Pajama Studio.
Definitely. So we got a lot of work going on here, man. My man Herb Middleton up there, the man, the beast of the East. My brother, like no other out there, Gary Coles over there at Good Music, man. That's my brother, repping what we need to rep. And of course, my man Don Slims, who's my A&R guy. Bonnie Artica, who works A&R for us over here at Soul Bridge Coachazine. Got a lot of things going. I'm very thankful for these brothers and sisters that believe in my dream, make things happen. And, you can reach me at Coachazine Media, anything, Soul Bridge Entertainment, anything. You can go to Coachazine, KULTUREZINE.com. You can reach me at shakiabdul@gmail.com. And I'ma just say my shouts out and let Don say his thing, then we're gonna bounce out. So I'll say what I always say, and I want y'all to know what I mean and know I mean what I say. And I'm gonna add something that I haven't said before. Either you do or you don't, if you will or you won't, if you can or you can't. Just that simple. You don't have to fake the funk to make a nasty dump. So let's make that happen. I always say, hustle to your haters, ask if you're hiring, He may not be, he may not come when you call, but he's always on time. And y'all know I always say, we'll be black next week.
No
Peace.
Doubt.
Go ahead, dude.
Hey, what up? This is Don Slims. You can reach me at donslims@coachazine.com. Email me there. You can reach me on Facebook, Don Slims, Twitter, Don Slims, D-O-N, space S-L-I-M-Z, as in zebra. So let's get this funk going. We have the love train coming up. What are we going out with
That's
tonight?
What we about to go out on. We got to go out. You know what? I want to definitely say this. My heart and my soul sinks and drops for those people in Oakland. We will be doing a show next week. I think it's Wednesday at 7 o'clock. We're going to do a show talking about that because we do represent independent artists and we play all forms of music and we definitely want to shed some of the light on some of those artists who we may never get to hear ever again and hopefully somebody will put those out, but we definitely will be playing music and talking about the event and please come, listen, talk. We got to get better at what we do and we got to definitely love and support all humanity. With that, right. Let's go out with love, train to perfect soul. All right? All right. Peace.
All right. Peace.
Said sugar.